Blog Talk Radio. Your input is invalid.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Glory be to God. Let everybody praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. We give God thanks. We give Him praise on tonight. Glory to God for another day, another hour. Glory to God that we can come together. Amen. And be empowered and be refreshed. Be revived, amen, glory be to God, in the presence of the Lord. We want to say welcome tonight. We want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. But we are coming as people of God, as believers, amen, believers and those that are not yet come to the point to know, amen, who Jesus is. But we've all gathered together in this place on tonight. Amen, because He's doing some great things and amazing things. Amen. Glory to God. It is our prayer, amen, that if you're not saved and if you don't yet know Him, glory to God. But we pray that by the preaching of the gospel, by the word of the Lord, glory to God, that your eyes will come open, your ears, your heart, your spirit will come open to receive all that God has for you. Amen. Glory be to God, because he's still, people of God, seeking, amen, such to save and to deliver and to set free. Amen. And it's all happening right here on the Prayer News Network Global. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Again, we want to say welcome to each of you, all of our listeners that are coming in. Glory to God. Amen. That are yet coming in. We just want to say welcome on tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global again. Amen. We're excited on tonight. We're excited about our Lord Jesus. Glory to God, we're excited about what he's doing. Glory to God, and listen, we want you to catch on fire with us. Amen. Truly, the fire of the Lord is burning. He's done great things in the hearts of his people. Glory be to God, and I tell you, as the song says, amen, somebody needs to catch on fire. We would that you would catch on fire. We know that Sunday past was just Pentecost. Glory to God, but we know Pentecost can be any day, any hour, any minute. Amen. Glory to God. It's the receiving of the Comforter, the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. That the Lord has sent with us to come to lead God and direct us into all truth. Amen. Glory to God. That's Pentecost. Amen. And we bless God on tonight. Amen. He fell. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord fell. Amen. Glory to God in the upper room. And he began to fall all over the world. And his spirit is yet falling, glory to God, into the very spirit of man. Glory to God. And growing, amen, growing up in man. Amen. Glory be to God to the full measure of the Godhead bodily. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. We're excited tonight and every night. Glory to God. We're excited to be here. We're excited, amen, that the Lord has given us a charge. And here we are, amen, just executing the desire of the Lord. And we just want to thank you for joining us. Thank you, each and every one of us, every one of you, for coming in to join in, to hear what the Lord has to say unto you. Amen. Glory to God. It's an individual thing. Yes, it is. It's an individual thing, people of God. And here we are, glory be to God, to be clean, because we are clean by the word. Amen. He cleanses us. He shows us our errors. He shows us our faults. He shows us those things that are not like him. Glory to God, by the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Every man is clean in his own eyes. Glory to God. But it takes the Holy Ghost. Amen. It takes the word of God to come. Amen. That we can look in the word and see ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. And we find ourselves crying out like the prophet. Woe is me, O God. Hallelujah. A man, a woman of unclean lips, glory be to God, throwing ourselves on the mercies of God, amen, that he will clean us up, because we can't do it ourselves. But we can come to this word every night, people of God. We come to this word, and as we're looking into this perfect law of liberty, as we're looking into the word of God, amen, the Lord is cleaning us. He's cleansing us, amen. He's making us ready, making us a prepared for unto himself. Glory be to God, because people of God, we will not live forever. Amen. We will not live forever. Glory to God. And we are making preparations, amen, for when we transition. Glory be to God. We're making those preparations right now. We're making those preparations as we're listening to the word of God. Amen. As he's washing us, glory to God, the washing of the word. Glory be to God. It's the washing of the word. Hallelujah. That helps us. Amen. Hallelujah. To get these vessels clean. Amen. Without spot or wrinkle. Amen. Can't be Clorox. Can't be Tide. Can't be Gain. No, sir. It has to be the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Working on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And oh, what a change in our lives. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank God for you for coming. Amen. We pray that you have come yielded. Glory to God, because the Lord wants to change you. He wants to change us. Amen. Glory to God, that we can be conformed. Amen. Unto the perfect law amen, Jesus, of liberty on tonight. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Again, just giving him thanks. Glory to God for this day, for this hour. Amen. For this time that he set aside. Glory to God that we could come again and be in his presence. We want to say welcome again. Welcome to all of our listeners, whether you're here in the continental U.S., glory to God, whether you're listening abroad. We just want to say welcome on tonight. Welcome to you. Welcome to you. Glory to God. We would pre-adventure to say you're in the right place at the right time. Amen. We want you to open your hearts and open your spirit to receive all that the Lord has for you. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to invite someone else. Amen. Go ahead and invite one person or two. Glory to God. Just a couple of people. Amen. On your list. Amen. On your group list. Go ahead and send out a couple of text messages and let the people know that. Amen. We are here. The PNN is here. We're broadcasting live. Let them know that you would love for us to be a part. Amen. Glory to God. Love for them to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. So we thank God again for our listeners abroad. Amen. All of the countries that have, amen, come to join us. Amen. We just want to say welcome. And we just want to let you know that we know that you are listening, and we appreciate you so much. Amen. Given the difference of the time, the time zone, we know that some are listening early in the morning, in the wee hours of the morning. But we thank God for you for making the sacrifice to be with us. Amen. Glory to God, whether you're listening in from Bermuda or China or the UK, amen, glory be to God, or from Africa, amen, glory be to God, wherever you're listening from, amen, Bahamas, glory to God, Jamaica, glory to God, we just want to say we thank God for you for taking out the time to come and be with us, amen. We bless the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for you. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. We thank God for you again, making that sacrifice. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for making that sacrifice, amen, to come and to be with us on the Prayer News Network. Amen. We want to let you know, for any of our newcomers, anybody that's listening, amen, for the first time, we want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy. Amen. We'll give you two numbers afterwards, and you can certainly get a copy. You text us and just let us know you would like to get a copy. Amen, Jesus. You can certainly get that copy when you text the two numbers that we'll give you afterwards. For those of you that are continuing to send out the word and helping us to get the word out to others, we want to say thank you. For those that are downloading the messages, amen, in other countries, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We pray that you are continuing to be blessed and continuing as well to bless others. Amen. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. As everyone is continuing to come in, we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome on tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, people of God. Welcome. We welcome you. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. As they say, come on in, take a seat. Amen. Get your pen, get your paper. Amen, Jesus, because the Lord is speaking to us expressly. He's speaking to us. Amen, Jesus, even though it's a universal word that goes out. Amen, Jesus, but the Lord knows how to find us. Amen. He knows how to pinpoint, glory to God, right what we need, exactly what we need in the total message. Amen. The total message may not be for you, glory be to God, but somewhere in that message, glory to God, the Spirit of the Lord is going to find you out. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for that on tonight. We bless him. Amen. We just want to honor the Lord. Amen. For our leaders on tonight, glory to God. Because this line, amen, it's a line of order, amen. Glory be to God, just to let you know, amen, as we always say, the anointing flows down. It does not flow up, amen. So We thank God for our leaders, those that are, amen, that are over us. Amen. I just want to acknowledge my leaders. Glory be to God. And always, amen, the other leaders, amen, that are part of this broadcast, of us just listening in. Amen. We have several advisors, and we just acknowledge all of their leaders as well on tonight. Amen. Just give them amen for the late Apostle S.B. James and Dr. Samuel Huggins James tonight, for Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. We just bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God for these leaders, and thank God for your leaders, people of God. Amen. For men and women of God that are yet standing in the holy place, standing in the holy place in whatsoever, amen, the Lord has called them to, standing in the holy place on behalf of the people, standing to hear from the Lord, glory to God, to receive direction, to receive instructions, amen, glory be to God, and just to, as we follow him, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, we just follow Christ, amen, right on into, amen, the universal and everlasting kingdom of God, amen, we're going somewhere. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. Listen, it's what we do right now that determines where we go. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We thank him on tonight. Amen. We're making ready. This is what we're doing, people of God. We're making ready, making ourselves ready. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As we're transitioning in this hour, there's a lot going on. But we thank the Lord, amen, that God is not surprised. He's not surprised by anything. Amen. And guess what, people of God? His plan and his purpose is still executed. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight, amen, and as well for our PNN advisors. Thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. Thanking the Lord on tonight, amen. Glory to God for, amen, you people of God, amen, the loyal listeners, amen, that come to the line. We thank you for being so loyal. Thank you for being so patient. Glory to God. We just know that God is doing a work in your life. Amen. And we just know that from the time you started listening, no, you are not the same. Amen. You're not the same person. Glory to God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord God is truly doing a work in your life. You may not be able to see it. Amen. No one can see their own growth. Amen. Glory be to God. But God sees it. Amen. Most importantly, God sees it. Amen. As you're making yourself ready and yielding to the Lord that his divine and perfect will can be done in your life. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and continue to send those text messages out. Amen. To a couple of people. Glory to God. Send them out. Send them out. Send them out. Amen. So that someone can come and listen and be blessed on tonight. Amen. Send them out. Glory to God. That someone else can come and listen and be blessed. Amen. You never know. The word that they hear may be the very word that changes their life forever. It only takes one word from the Lord. Amen, Jesus. One word from the Lord at the right time. Glory to God. It can turn our lives upside down. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We know, amen, Jesus, because we were once sinners. Amen. Glory to God. But we thank God that we heard the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy had plans and traps and intentions set for us, people of God. Amen. But we heard the word. Amen. Glory to God. It may not have been on a PNN. Glory to God, but it may have been in a little storefront. It may have been, amen, in a little country church. Glory to God. It may have been in a big cathedral. Glory to God. But wherever the Lord, amen, the word of the Lord found you at that time, amen, you received it. You saw, amen, that you were in need of a Savior, and you received the Lord. And it was right there at that point that change began in your life. Amen. And listen, change is continuing to occur in our lives. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Again, go ahead and invite someone to come out. Amen. Tell them to come on in and listen. Amen. Tell them to come on in and listen to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. And at this time, amen, we're not going to
Amen. Hold you. Glory be to God. Amen. But we're excited about what God is doing and what he's about to do. Amen. We're excited about the word on tonight. Excited about our speaker on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Again, we pray that you got your pen, your paper ready. Amen, Jesus. You got your pen, your paper ready on tonight to hear what the Lord has to say unto you. Amen. Glory be to God. We would that you bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen. Bring your hearts and your minds in, people of God, as we prepare to go before the throne of grace. Amen. That the Lord would sanctify us and make us ready. We don't want any hindrances. Amen. Nothing that we heard today, glory to God, has got to be uprooted. Amen. You may have been moved in your spirit today. Glory be to God. It's got to be uprooted. Amen. The enemy may have really, glory to God, come to try you, try your faith. Amen. Glory to God. And you may be feeling a certain kind of way. It's got to be uprooted, people of God. We got to let it go because we got to hear the word. Our spirit has to be right. Amen. When the word comes to us. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to, amen. Glory to God. Ask you to bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God, bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight, amen, to hear what the Lord has to say. Let us go in now, amen, Jesus, because we want to be clean. Glory be to God. We can't go to God any kind of way, and if we're not, amen, glory to God.
The recording has started.
Our hearts, glory be to God. Hallelujah, the Lord won't hear us. Amen, glory be to God. So, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We honor, we glorify you, we magnify you. We thank you, glory to God, for your awesomeness. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for your love, for your great love towards us, your people. We're thanking you on tonight for your grace. We're thanking you for your tender mercies. Thanking you tonight for your loving kindness. Father, we thank you tonight, glory to God, for you gave your life. You gave your life for us. And for this, we thank you, Master. Glory to God, we thank you on tonight. And Father, unto you, we yield on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're coming, oh God, we're coming from nation to nation, from state to state, city to city, county to county, town to town, village to village. Here we are, we're coming on tonight. We're coming yielded with uplifted hands, and we're asking you on tonight, Father, that you would have your way on this line. Have your way in us on tonight. Have your way in each and every one of us in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would look upon us now. Look upon us where we are. Look upon us where we lie. Oh, God, look upon us, oh, God, where we sit, where we stand. Look upon us, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you will look favorably upon us on tonight. We're asking, oh, God, that you will forgive us of our sins. Forgive us, Father, of our iniquities in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you on this night, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Glory to God. Renew a righteous spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would purge us yet again. Purge us and cleanse us. Sanctify us now. Sanctify us by your word. Sanctify us by thy truth, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, oh God, should there be anything within us that you can use? Father, we say use us on tonight. We say make us ready on tonight. In thy precious name, glory be to God. Make us ready, glory to God. Make us vessels of glory to God. Meet for your use on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we yield unto you tonight. We say have your way, glory to God. Have your way in us. Have your way with us on tonight. Have your way, glory be to God. Have your way and your way alone. In the name of Jesus, cause your will to be exacted in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you today, we're asking you to touch Hayabosha, Hashamabasega. We're asking you to touch on tonight. We're asking you to touch, glory to God, touch on Almoshe, God. Look upon the altars of the heart of your people. Look upon the altar tonight. Look, glory be to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. For you see every request, you see every petition. For what concerns you, oh God, what concerns us concern you. And Father, we're asking that you look upon us tonight. We're asking you to answer on tonight. For you are the God that answers by fire. And we're asking you tonight, glory to God, to move again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we're coming on tonight, bringing sacrifices of
here, whether it's far, whether it's in the villages on tonight, someone that's believing you, oh God, for the very meal, for the very next meal that may save their lives on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you because you're able. You're able to do exceeding abundantly, oh God, than all that we can ask or think. We're thanking you for moving, moving for that family, moving, oh God, moving in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that family on the night, glory, I most say, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you for moving for your people tonight all over the land. Father, we thank you for your concern. You're concerned about the marriages. You're concerned about the husbands. You're concerned about the wives. You're concerned about the children. You're concerned, oh God. You're concerned about the neighbors. You're concerned, glory to God, from block to block, from city to city. You're concerned in the name of Jesus. You're concerned, glory to God, oh God, all that goes on Capitol Hill. You're concerned, even in high places. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, though the enemy, oh God, moves in high places. But we thank you on tonight. Glory be to God, for he cannot exalt himself above your throne, not above your power, but you're yet in control. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we glorify you on tonight. Father, we're thanking you for moving by your spirit. Thank you for moving by your anointing on the night. Thank you for moving in healing in the name of Jesus. For there's healing in your wings. Father, blow, oh God, cause, oh God, even in the winds on tonight, oh God, wherever, oh God, your people are, oh God, you're able to move by your spirit. Move in the winds in the precious name of Jesus. Move in healing. Move in deliverance on tonight in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you to do it. We're asking you to do it yet again. We're asking you to move in salvation tonight. Move in great salvation in the name of Jesus. By your strong arm, you deliver. Oh God, deliver tonight. We're asking you to do it tonight. Break the bands of the enemy. Break the back of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh God, and cause your people, oh God, to be free. Set your people free in the name of Jesus. Do it tonight, oh God. Do it by your spirit. But there's nothing too hard for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Oh God, and bring it into captivity. Every work, every adverse spirit that comes against your people. Every adverse spirit that comes against your people, oh God, but tonight we call them under subjection, call them under arrest now in the name of Jesus. Every troubling spirit in the name of Jesus, we call it under subjection now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. Thank you for, oh God, moving for your people. Glory to God. Thank you for moving in the mind. Thank you for moving in the hearts. Thank you for moving on tonight. Hey, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for setting your captives free. We thank you on tonight for healing your people, body, mind, soul, and spirit. We're thanking you on tonight for drawing nigh unto your people. Glory to God. We thank you tonight for moving every hindering force that will keep your people from moving forth in you, Father, but we thank you tonight. Thank you, oh God, but we declare every barrier move tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for the refreshing, oh God, that comes out of your presence. We thank you tonight for moving in provision for your Jehovah Jireh, and we thank you tonight. Thank you for providing. Thank you for providing, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for sanctifying. We thank you for salvation. We're thanking you, glory to God, for great deliverance. Yeah, God. God, by your spirit and by your power, by your authority. Oh, God, throw your weight around. Hey, God, in the earth now, in that precious name, Jesus, we say have your way. Have your way on tonight. Have your way. Sanctify, sanctify, sanctify. Sanctify us through and through. Father, make us ready. Make us ready. Make us ready. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for moving in the isles of the sea. Thank you for moving, oh God, in the west, the east, the north, the south. We thank you for your peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding. Oh God, that brings all things under subjection. We thank you tonight for keeping your people in perfect peace. Oh God, no matter what's going on in the earth, but we thank you for perfect peace on tonight. Perfect peace, oh God, that breaks the yokes of the enemy. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God for naming your name upon us. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for claiming us as your own. And Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. Thank you, oh God, for your righteousness. Thank you for your truth. We thank you. Thank you for being, oh God, being our covering. Oh God, we thank you for being our covering. Thank you, oh God. We bless you. We honor you. Thank you for being our all in all. Father, we bless you tonight. We say yet again, oh God, have your way. Cause your glory to rest upon us now. Cause your glory to rest. Sanction, oh God, this work. Sanction, oh God, as you claim your people. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. Thank you for the greater works. We thank you tonight. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what's already done. We ask you, oh God, to breathe upon us. Breathe upon each and every one of us. Breathe upon us yet again. Breathe upon us yet again. Oh God, even though, oh God, hallelujah, that may have a little strength, breathe upon them strength now in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you tonight, cause your glory to rest upon us. God, cause your glory to rest upon your messenger tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your glory. We thank you for your word, oh God. Oh, God, thank you for the prepared word for your people on tonight. Glory be to God, the word of life, the word, oh God, hallelujah, that will search us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, your word that will help us, oh God, to make ready for your coming on tonight. Father, bless your speaker tonight. Bless him on tonight. Bless him, overshadow on tonight. Glory to God, cause your glory to rest upon him. We thank you for the word. Glory be to God that's already prepared. Father, word even so his mouth. In that precious name, Jesus, do what you will. That will be done in that precious name, Jesus. And we're thanking you in advance for your word. We do declare and we decree that your word, oh God, shall not return unto you void. But cause it, oh God, everything, hallelujah, cause it to do a work in us. Cause it to do, oh God, there to be a quickening in us, oh God, a scourging in us, hallelujah, to your righteous way. And Father, for this we thank you, we praise you. And now, God, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. So, oh God, cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Glory be to God. Let your blood cover, oh God, let it saturate us. And hide us, oh God, behind your precious cross. Hide us from the hand of the enemy. Hide us from the plan of the enemy. In thy precious name, Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you all of the glory. We thank you tonight for victory, for overcoming victory in all things. For you've already overcome the world. And we thank you tonight. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. In every heart on tonight, glory be to God. Say amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God, and so it is. Glory to God, and so it is on tonight. Amen. We glorify the Lord on tonight. We magnify him. Hallelujah. We thank him for his peace. Hallelujah. We thank him, glory to God, for his peace. For bringing down the hand, amen, Jesus. Somebody ought to just receive it right there. Amen. Receive just the peace of God. Hallelujah. The peace of God. Hallelujah. That breaks up the confusion of the enemy. Glory to God in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Hallelujah. It brings it to naught Hey, God, and gives us liberty in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him again. We honor him. We glorify him. Glory, just for being God all by himself. We thank God for you again, people of God, those of you, amen, that are just coming in. We just want to say thank you tonight. Thank you for coming to join the Prayer News Network. Amen, Jesus, we again pray that you got your pen and your paper. Amen, that you're ready to receive of the Lord on tonight. Amen, glory be to God. Don't forget, amen, text somebody, let them know, amen, that we are here and that we are broadcasting live. Amen, God bless you. God bless you, each and every one of you on this night. Amen, and people of God, now we're ready. Amen, ready. Amen, to hear what the Lord has to say unto us on tonight. Amen, we're so very excited. Glory be to God as always. Amen, when we have any advisors to come, amen, to come forth, amen, and to break the bread of life. And we're excited on tonight. Amen, glory be to God. We have, amen, one of our co-hosts on tonight. Listen, no stranger, as they say, you already know. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God on tonight, amen, for this man of God. Amen. He's a preacher. He's a teacher. Glory be to God. And all, a sold-out vessel unto the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to prepare your hearts on tonight, amen, for this man of God coming to us, amen, from Athens, by way of Athens, Georgia. Glory be to God. True holiness. Glory to God. True holiness. Glory be to God. Church, amen. True holiness church there, amen, in Athens, Georgia. We thank God, amen, that he is one of our advisors, amen. Glory be to God. Holding his faith, holding his place, amen, in the PNN network, amen. We thank God tonight, amen, again, from Athens, Georgia, coming by way of Athens, Georgia. Glory be to God, True Holiness Temple Church of God there in Athens, amen. One of our advisors, amen, and co-host on tonight, glory to God, Minister Evangelist Emmanuel Hogue. God bless you, man of God. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, amen, woman of God. Amen. God. We give honor to God who's been on our life. Amen. We thank God for life, hope, and strength. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy. We thank God for being saved today. Amen. Through the precious blood of Jesus, yet sanctified. Amen. Has the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That with the burning desires. Amen. To please God. Amen. And to do God's will. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. To the Prayer News Network family. Amen. To all our visitors. Amen. To all the people of God, amen, those far and near, those, amen, by telephone, those by radio, amen, to all of our international listeners, we just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. It's a blessing, amen, for us to be here tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this, amen, Prayer News Network, amen, for, amen, the great vision, amen, that the Lord has given us to, amen, our, amen, evangelists, amen. And thank God, amen, for stepping out on faith. Amen, and doing what thus saith the Lord. Amen, we're here because somebody obeyed God. Amen, we're here because, amen, to the voice of God. And we just bless God. We give God the praise for all things. Amen, tonight we just thank God for another opportunity to come into your hearing, to declare unto you what thus saith the Lord. Amen, no more I, but it's you, Christ. Amen, and I say I can't do no more than what God allows me to do. Amen. I'm depending on the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tonight and always, I am dependent, amen, on the Holy Ghost. Amen. So let us, amen, pray, amen, as well again. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Father, I'll be thankful for this opportunity. We go, God, we do bless your holy name. We pray, God, that you will send forth your word tonight. We pray that you will touch every listener, touch every heart. Prepare the minds of your people to receive what thus says the Lord. Speak to us, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Speak, Holy Ghost. You know what we need tonight. Oh, God, you know every situation. We pray that you will fix it and work it out. In the mighty name of Jesus, move stuff out the way so you can have your way. Oh, God, anoint us with the Holy Ghost. You know, it's your anointing that destroys every yoke. May every yoke, oh God, be destroyed tonight because of your anointing. Father God, do these things for you, for your name's sake. We count it done, and we praise you in advance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. So we just bless the Lord once again for all things. Amen. And we're going to ask amen, amen, amen. Thank God for all of our advisors once again as well. Amen. Those, amen, standing by the woman of God. Amen. Helping her and aiding her. Amen and amen this gospel. We appreciate each and every one of you that are laboring. Amen in the vineyard for the Lord. Amen. We want to give honor where honor is due. Thank God, amen, for my leaders. Amen. My Northern District Bishop, amen, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., my Southern District Bishop, Bishop Lewis Marshall, Mother Marshall, amen, to my pastor, amen, Pastor Mark Hogue, amen, his companion, Lady Kalisa Hogue, amen. Thank God for the men and women of God, amen, that love the Lord and that are serving him, amen, and worship him in the spirit and the truth. So we thank God, amen, for, amen, our leaders tonight. Amen. If you would, amen, momentarily, go with me to the book, amen, of Galatians. Amen. If you would go with me to the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, amen, and we want to begin reading, amen, verses 10 through 16. Once again, that's the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, verses 10 through 16. Amen. The word of God reads, I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? I would that they were even cut off which troubleth you. But, brother, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. The 16th verse says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. We thank God for the reading of his word coming through the book of Galatians, verses 10 through 16. Amen. May God have a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. And here, amen. This is, amen, the passage of, amen, Paul. He was writing the church of Galatians. Amen. And he began to, amen, write to the church of Galatians. Amen. And express to them and let them know that, amen, he began to say, I have confidence in you through the Lord. Meaning, amen, I believe in you through the Lord. Amen. I'm not worried. Amen. I'm not, amen, in a place of, amen, wondering what you're doing. But he says, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye be not otherwise minded. Amen. That, amen, I'm not worried, amen, that, amen, you're doing, amen, what it is that you need to do, that, amen, your focus and your direction is pointed and geared towards God. He says, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye be none otherwise minded. Meaning, amen, you, amen, nothing else, amen, but, amen, be ye otherwise minded. Amen, that he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Amen, here, amen, Apostle Paul began to tell the Galatians, amen, I know that, amen, there's people, amen, that will come and try to, amen, cause you to detour, to try to get you to turn back and turn around. Amen, there will be some that will come and try to frustrate you, aggravate you, amen, make you all upset and even confuse you. Amen, but he said, amen, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Amen. Whoever that wicked one is, amen, that troubleth you, amen. The word of God says he shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Amen. It doesn't matter with God. God has no respect of person. Amen. Whoever it is that troubleth you, amen, shall bear his judgment. Meaning he's going to have to stand before God. Amen. And he's going to have to be judged by God. Amen. God's going to deal with him. Amen. God's going to deal with that person that troubles you. Amen. Whosoever he be. Amen. And here he began to go on and say, amen. Amen. And here he began to go and say, and I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? And Apostle Paul began to say, amen, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, amen, if I preach the word of God and tell you the truth, why do I yet suffer persecution? He began to ask the question, amen. Amen. Why, amen, do I preach circumcision? Meaning preaching the law of God, preaching the word of God. Amen. Telling you what thus saith the Lord. Why is it that I suffer persecution? This is the fifth of the cross. It's the fifth of the cross feast. Amen. He began to go and say, I would that they even cut off which troubles you. Apostle Paul began to say, I wish that even they that troubles you were cut off. Amen. Meaning that you wouldn't have to deal with them any longer. You wouldn't have to put up with them any longer. Amen. And just like in, amen, in our day and time now. Amen. How many of us, amen, we got haters? Amen. We got, amen, those, amen, that come against us. Amen. They fight against us for no reason at all. Amen. Whether it's in your home, whether it's on your job, whether it's in your neighborhood. Amen. Wherever in the grocery store, people, amen, the Bible says they will hate you without a cause. Amen. They will treat you wrong and do all manner of evil against you. Amen. But Paul began to say, amen, I would they were even cut off. Amen, which troubles you. Amen, he began to go on and says, amen, for brother, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Amen, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Amen. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Paul began to instruct the Galatians. Amen. Let them know, amen, what to do, even in a time of, amen, dealing with trouble in their life. Amen. He began to let them know, amen, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Amen. Amen. And I pray God, amen, tonight for the word. That God began to drop this word in my spirit. Amen. Even, amen, a few days ago, God began to bring this word to my heart. Amen. Talking about he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Amen. Amen. If I was able to sing a song tonight, if I knew all the words, amen, the song would be, for the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. Amen. I'm going to stop right there because I don't want to go any further messing up. But if I would sing a song tonight, it would be, amen, this battle is not yours, it's the Lord. Amen. And this is what I want to use for my topic tonight. Amen. I want to use for my topic tonight, this battle is not yours, it's the Lord. Amen. This battle is not yours, people of God. Amen. Whatever it is that you're faced with, whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever it is that you're, amen, trying to balance and juggle, this battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Amen. And how that Apostle Paul began to say, I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Amen. A reference scripture, amen, from Galatians 1:7. Amen. It says, which is not another, but there be some that troubleth you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, amen, an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, that ye which have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. Amen. Here begin to go on and says, amen. Amen. Which is not another, but there be some that troubleth you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, amen, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you, amen, that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. In other words, Apostle Paul began to say, it doesn't matter who it is, amen, that troubles you. He said, if an angel come down from heaven preaching another gospel, amen, different from what we have preached to you, according to the word of God, he said, let him be accursed. Amen. Whoever it is that troubles you, amen, shall bear his judgment. Amen. And here Apostle Paul began to say, amen, if I preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Amen. This is a fifth of the cross feast. I would that they were even cut off which troubleth you. But brothers, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Amen. We God has given us liberty. Amen. In the early part, he said, stand fast therefore in the liberty where Christ has made us free. Amen. God has brought us liberty. Amen. He gets the call and says, but use not your liberty, amen, for an occasion to the flesh. Don't use your liberty for an opportunity, amen, to work in the flesh. Amen. To pay back somebody or to get back at somebody else. Amen. But it's going to say, amen, but love, amen, serve one another. Amen. Use your liberty, amen, to remain free in the Lord. Amen. Serve one another in love. It says, for all, amen, the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. But, amen, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen, the law is already fulfilled. Amen, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen, he began to say, love everybody. Thy neighbor is the person that's near you. That neighbor is the person that, amen, is in harm's reach that you can help. Amen. Anybody that you come in contact with, that is your neighbor. He began to say, love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. Meaning, treat your neighbor like you want to be treated. Treat them like you want somebody to treat you. Amen. It says, if you bite and devour one another, take heed lest you be consumed one of another. Amen. Amen. Paul began to tell the Galatians, if you bite and devour one another, he said, take heed. Amen, that ye be not consumed one of another. Amen, all this fighting, amen, all this warring against one another. Amen, it should not be. Amen, especially in the church house. Amen, especially in God's house, the people of God that are naming the name of Christ. We shouldn't be devouring one of another. We shouldn't be tearing one another down. But instead, we should be lifting one another up. He said, esteem one another highly in the Lord for their work's sake. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to lift one another up. We're supposed to edify the body of Christ, not tear it down. Amen. Not devour one another, talking about each other. Amen. Trying to low rate one another. That is not of God. That is the works of the flesh. Amen. That is the devil. That is not of God. God is not the author of confusion. Amen. But God is the God of love. He is the God of peace. Amen. We got to be like Jesus. Amen. Regardless of what comes along. Amen. Confusion may come. Amen. Satan may plant discord in the midst. Amen. But we got to realize that and recognize that this is Satan. Amen. He comes to bring confusion. He comes to bring discord among the brothers. Amen. But we got to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We got to tell Satan, amen, get thee here. Amen. There's no place for you here. Amen. God is not the author of confusion. But he is the God of love and peace. Amen. He began to say, amen. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed lest ye be not consumed. Amen. One of another. Amen. You tear one another down. It's like you're tearing your own self down. Amen. You're arguing and bickering against one another. Amen. It's like you're, amen, fighting against your own self. Amen. But in the body of Christ, there should be no division. In the body of Christ, there should be no separation. Apostle Paul began to say in the scripture, if Christ divided, nay, Christ is not divided. Amen. Together we stand. Amen. Divided we fall. Amen. A house divided against itself, it cannot stand. Amen. But he that troubles you shall trouble you no more. Amen. Amen. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Amen. I know you got people, amen, that are fighting against you. Amen. Regardless of where we are, in the church house, out the church house, in your neighborhood, on the job, people are fighting against you. They're trying to stop your progress in God. Amen. But they want you to be disturbed. Satan comes to disturb our peace of mind. Amen. But we cannot let amen, Satan disturb our peace of mind. Amen. I remember, I reminded even this week, a couple of days ago on my job, I had a situation. Amen. And it began to disturb my peace of mind. And I began to go to my supervisor. I said, can I talk with you? Can I speak with you? Amen. I said, I got something on my mind. Amen. And it's disturbing my peace. It's disturbing my peace of mind. Amen. My supervisor began to tell me. He said, don't let it disturb your peace. Amen. I began to say, amen, amen. It's only temporarily. Amen. Because I refuse to let it last. I refuse to let the devil get victory. Amen. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. Don't allow the devil, amen, to occupy any place in your life. Don't allow Satan, to gain any space in your life. To cause you to be confused, amen, to disturb your peace of mind, amen, when it comes, try to shake your faith in God, amen, tell Satan, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him, amen, and that's what the devil wants, he wants to disturb our peace of mind, he will use anybody, anybody, amen, that he can use, anybody, that make themselves available, for the devil to use, amen, Satan will use them, to try to calm, and shake your faith, amen, but realize, this battle is not yours, it is the Lord's, amen, I know, you got haters all around, amen, you got haters, they're talking about you, they're ridiculing you, they're scandalizing your name, but I come to learn, to say thank God, thank God for my haters, thank God for those, that may talk about me, thank God for those, that may laugh at me, because it causes me, to stay on my knees, it's causing me, to continue to seek the Lord, thank God for my haters, thank God for those, that may be doing me wrong, thank God for those, that may be trying to steal my joy, but don't let them, don't let Satan, don't let that devil, steal your joy, keep your joy, keep your joy, don't lose your joy, don't lose your peace of mind, he said God will keep him, in perfect peace, he whose mind, is staying on thee, because he trusted, he trusted in me, this battle, is not yours, it's the Lord, amen, sometimes, you can be minding your own business, seem like everything, is going good, but here come that devil, here come that liar, he come with trouble, he come with confusion, he try to get you all worked up, he try to get you all so upset, amen, but realize, this battle, is not yours, it is the Lord, this battle belongs to the Lord, victory belongs to Jesus, victory belongs to God, amen, he can handle it, 1 Peter 5:7, just casting all thy cares, upon him, for he cares for you. God cares tonight. God is concerned about you, about your mental state. God is concerned about your mental health. Amen. We begin to celebrate Mental Health Week. Amen. God is concerned about your mind. He don't want you to be disturbed in your mind. He don't want you to be all complex, to be all confused. But God wants you to be in a sound mind. He wants you to be in perfect peace tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This battle is not yours. It is the Lord. Amen. He began to say, amen. Paul began to say, I would that they were even cut off with trouble with you. Those, amen, that trouble with you. Paul began to say, I wish that they were even cut off from you. Meaning, amen, out of your presence. Amen, that you wouldn't have to deal with them anymore. Amen, but sometimes in life, you got to deal with trouble. You got to deal with people, amen, that are so full of trouble, Amen, they're full of trouble, They got so much trouble in them, They raise the trouble everywhere they go, Everywhere they go, They're troublemakers, Amen, in the church house, They bring trouble to the church, They bring trouble to your home, They bring trouble to the job, They bring trouble to the neighborhood, Amen, but thank God for Jesus, Thank God for the peace of God, He teaches us how to deal with those type of people. Amen. I learned, amen, as I frustrated. I learned to say thank God for my haters. Thank God for those that come against me. Thank God for those that work against me. Because it causes me to pray more. It causes me to lay before God in prayer. Asking God to fix it. Amen. And I see God. I can see the handwork of God. I can see God working it out for me. I can see God moving in my behalf. Amen. This battle is not yours. It is the Lord. Glory be to God. This battle is the Lord tonight. Amen. This battle is the Lord. Amen. Don't try to take up the fight. Don't try to fix it yourself. Amen. But let God handle it. God can handle it better than you can. God can handle it better than I can. Amen. Ephesians 3:20. Now that to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Now that to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Glory be to God. Amen. Isaiah 54:17. It begins to say, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Never mind what the devil's doing. Never mind the lies that the devil's coming up with. He may lie on you. He may tell something. Amen. That is not true. But never mind. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every lie the devil tells is not going to hold up. Every lie that the devil speaks, amen, God's going to stop it. Amen, he's going to stop the mouth of them that speak lies. They may be lying on you. They may be saying things that are not true. But people, God, don't worry. Don't worry. Put it in God's hands. Give it to the Lord tonight. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Give it to Jesus tonight. He can handle it. He can fix it for you. He's willing to work it out. He's waiting to hear your cry tonight. Tell God all about it. Tell God all about it. Say, Lord, I'm asking you to fix it. Lord, I'm asking you to turn it around. Turn the situation around. Wait a minute for my bad. But God meant it for my good. He meant it for my good. Everything that I had to go through, every lie that's been told on me, my name may have been scandalized, but God, he meant it for my good. Say the minute for my bad. But God, he meant it for my good. Glory be to God. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Every tongue that rise up against you, every tongue that speak evil against you, God is going to reign and judge them. Amen, God. He said, amen, in judgment, thou shalt condemn. He said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, God shall condemn. God is going to handle it. God is going to fix it. Don't you worry. You just keep praying. You keep praising God. Amen. Praise God through the storm. Praise God in the midst of your situation. Praise God. Give God all the glory. Give God all the glory. Lift up holy hands in the sanctuary. Lift up holy hands. Giving God thanks in everything. This is the will of God for us to give thanks. You got to give thanks for everything. Glory be to God. Amen. Again, to say, in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the service of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen. You ain't got to worry about it. God is going to handle your haters. God is going to fix those, amen. He's going to deal with those people that trouble you, Amen. There are people that trouble you tonight. But God said he's going to handle it. God said he's going to fix it, amen. You just put your trust in Jesus, Put your trust in Jesus, Amen. Let the Lord handle it. This battle is not yours, It's the Lord tonight. This battle belongs unto the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. I wish I could get it out tonight like I feel it. Amen, but I'm going to do the best I can. Amen. They begin to go on and say, amen, the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 14th chapter. Amen. They begin to go on and say, amen, verse 9. Amen, but the Egyptians pursued after them. Amen, Pharaoh, amen, and the Egyptians. They begin to pursue after the children of God. They begin to chase after them. Amen, amen. The verse 9 began to say, but the Egyptians pursued after them. Verse 13 says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians who you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Amen. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Glory be to God. Amen. This battle is not yours. It is the Lord. Amen. Here, amen, the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 14th chapter. Amen. Verse 9, begin to say, but the Egyptians pursued after them. Amen. The Egyptians wanted to overthrow the people of God. Amen. But verse 13 says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Amen. Don't let the devil cause you to fear. Don't allow the devil to bring you, amen, to bring fear upon you. Amen. Yes, I know he's working against you. Amen. But don't allow the enemy to cause you to fear. Amen. He says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Amen. All you got to do tonight is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Watch God deliver. Watch God work it out. Watch God fix it for you. You just stand still. Amen. Don't run. Amen. Don't forsake your faith. Cast not away your confidence. Amen. We in God. Don't throw away your faith in God, which has great recompense. Glory be to God. Amen. Go on and say, he will say, amen. amen, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians who you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Amen. He said, amen, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Amen. All you got to do is hold your peace tonight. You ain't got to, amen, go toe-to-toe with the devil. You ain't got to stand toe-to-toe and fight back with the devil. Amen. Hold your peace. Amen. Ask God to bridle your tongue. Ask God to put a bridle on your tongue to cause you to hold your peace. Amen. God will fight your battle tonight. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. First Peter, the fourth chapter, verses 12 through 16. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as some strange thing happened unto you. He goes on to say, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And he goes on to say, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of God and the glory of our God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Go on, say, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. He goes on saying in the 16th verse, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Amen. He began to let us know, amen, in the book of Peter. He said, beloved, meaning you and I, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. Don't think it's strange. Don't think it's unusual. He said, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. He said, but rejoice. Come on, people of God, but rejoice. But rejoice in as much as you know ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. He goes and says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Happy when you are reproached for the name of Christ. Happy are ye when men talk about you, meaning blessed. Truly, we are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. We are blessed tonight, people of God. Amen. When people talk about you, for Christ's sake, you must be doing something right. Glory be to God. Amen. He says, on their part, he is evil spoken of. But on your part, he is glorified. God is glorified in every situation. In every situation that we are faced with, amen, on our part, God gets the glory. He said, let none of you suffer as a murderer. Amen. Don't suffer as a murderer. Not only can you murder with a gun, but you also can murder with your tongue. Amen. You can murder somebody with your tongue. Amen. You can kill their influence. You can kill, amen, who they are, amen, with your tongue by speaking evil against them. But he says, let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. He said, yet, amen, yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. If you're suffering as a Christian, don't be ashamed. If you're suffering as a believer, he says, rejoice. Be glad about it. Amen. Be glad that you're suffering as a believer. Be glad that you're suffering as a Christian. Amen. Meaning Christ-like. Amen. Jesus suffered. He said, arm yourself likewise. Amen. You've got to suffer. In order to reign with God, you must suffer. Glory be to God. The enemy's going to come. Amen. He's going to use people to try to stop you. He's going to use people to try to discourage you and turn your faith away from God. But he says, amen, if you suffer as a Christian, don't be ashamed about it. Don't be ashamed when they call you holy roller. Don't be ashamed when they call you, amen, that sanctified man, that sanctified woman, that holy roller. Yes, I'm sanctified. Yes, I'm sanctified through the truth. Yes, I'm Holy Ghost filled. Glory be to God, and I'm glad about it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He said, but amen, let him glory by God on his behalf. Hallelujah. Amen. I wish I could get it out tonight, but I'm going to do the best I can. Amen. The Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 14. Amen. He's going to say, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Bless them which persecute you. Amen. He said, bless and curse not. Amen. They may be cursing you out, but you bless them. Amen. They may call you anything but a child of God, but you still bless them. You still let them know I love you and with the love of Jesus. Amen. I'm praying for you. Amen. I'm praying, amen, that God will save you. I'm praying that God will deliver you. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord. This battle belongs to the Lord tonight. Let God fight this battle for you. Let God take up the fight tonight. Glory be to God. For the battle is the Lord. Amen. He began to say, bless them that persecute you. He said, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that do weep. Amen. He began to say, recompense to no man, evil for evil. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on and give God some glory. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He began to say, rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that do weep. He said, recompense to no man evil for evil. Amen. It is impossible. Amen. If it be possible, as much love be you, live peaceably with all men. He said, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. The Lord said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. He began to say, therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Amen. This is what God is requiring of us. He said, if our enemies, amen, hunger, feed him. He said, if your enemy thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon their head. Glory be to God. The Lord said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. Amen. We're still talking about the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Amen. Tonight, this battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. All you got to do is give it to Jesus tonight. Amen. Give it to Jesus tonight. God wants to fight this battle for you. Amen. God wants to handle you in that situation. Amen. I know you got haters all around. I know you got people talking about you. They lying on you. Amen. But he said in the word of God, they that speak lies, the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Hallelujah. God is going to handle it. God is going to stop those mouths that speak lies. He said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. Amen. He's there beginning to go on and say, amen, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. Don't let wrong, amen, get the best of you. Don't let, amen, that person that's treating you bad get the best of you. Amen. But stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Matthew 5, amen. 5 and 44 is beginning to say, but I say unto you, love your enemy. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them which despitefully use you. Amen. And persecute you. Amen. He began to go and say, bless. Amen. Say Matthew 5, 9 through 12. He said, bless all the peacemakers, for they shall be the children of God. Bless all they which persecute you for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Bless all you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say no manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Glory be to God. God wants us to rejoice regardless of what's going on in our lives. Regardless of those that trouble us. He said, I know that there are some that trouble you. But the Lord said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. He said, Psalms 105 and 15. He said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm.
Amen. Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Glory be to God. Amen. This battle is not us. It's the Lord. Amen. I wish I could get this message out tonight. Amen. But you got the message. Amen. You heard what the word of God said. He said this battle is not yours. It is the Lord. Amen. I know the enemy want to take my voice so I can't declare God's word. But amen, God's word is already declared in the atmosphere. He said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. Amen. He said, amen, I know that there be some that trolleth you. Amen. But he shall bear his judgment, whosoever it be. Amen. Never mind those that are troubling you. Never mind those that, amen, are causing confusion in your life. Pray for them. He said, pray for your enemies. Pray for them that despitefully misuse you. Pray for those that do you wrong. Pray for them, amen, those that are talking about you, lying on you, scandalizing your name. God said, pray for them. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Amen. You ain't the only one going through this. Amen. The others have already been through it, but they came out with the victory. Amen. Victory belongs unto Jesus. Amen. For this battle is not yours. Amen. This battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. We bless God tonight for the word. Amen. We're going to just stop right there. Amen. You heard enough tonight to know to give it to Jesus. Amen. Give it to Jesus tonight. Amen. Whatever it is tonight, give it to Jesus. Take your burden to the Lord tonight. Amen. That thing that you're wrestling with. Amen. The thing that is disturbing your peace of mind tonight. Amen. You're troubled. You're tossing at night. Amen. You lay down to go to sleep, but you're tossing back and forth. You can't seem to rest. Amen. You don't have that peace of mind. You don't have the peace of God like you should. But tonight, God said, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Get into Jesus tonight. Turn it over to Jesus. Amen. He wants to fix it for you. Let Jesus work it out tonight. All you got to do is give it to him tonight. Amen. Never mind that wicked one. Never mind, amen, that adversary that's coming and fighting against you. God said, I'm going to handle it. God said, I'm going to take up the fight. I'm going to fight this battle for you. I'm going to work it out for you. He said, be still and know that I am God. Amen. All you got to do tonight is be still and know that I am God. He said, I will be exalted among the heathen. Amen. You're going to see the manifestation of God. You're going to see, amen, the power of God. Amen. You're going to see God moving in your behalf. You're going to see God moving in your favor tonight. He said, the Egyptians, amen, those that you see, he said, you shall see them no more. Those that are troubling you tonight, you put prayer on it tonight. Amen. They won't trouble you no more. God is going to stop the mouth of those that speak lies. God is going to stop those that come against you. Those that are fighting against you, God is going to fix it. Glory be to God. Glory be to your name, Jesus. Glory be to your name, God. He's going to work it out tonight. Amen. Don't worry. Don't worry tonight. Cast all your cares upon Jesus. Give your burdens to Jesus tonight. Trouble in your home, give it to Jesus. Trouble on your job, give it to Jesus. Your boss is acting up. Your children are cutting up. But give it to Jesus tonight. He wants to fix it for you. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we put it into your hands tonight. Father God, we turn it over to you tonight. Oh God, you can handle it. We can't handle it tonight, but Lord, you can handle it. Lord, you know how to fix it tonight. Oh God, you know what to do tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we pray you work it out tonight. Oh, God, we pray you turn that situation around, in the name of Jesus, Oh, God, give us a victory tonight, Give us victory through the blood of Jesus, Oh, God, we need you tonight, God, We need you to move in our favor, We need you to move in our behalf, In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, deliver your people tonight, Deliver your people out of trouble, In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, we need your touch tonight, Touch tonight, Lord God, Touch tonight, Lord, In the name of Jesus, Somebody burden down, Somebody don't know what to do, But, Lord, we ask you tonight, huh? We ask you work it out, Lord. Huh? We ask that you fix it tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? It's in your hands tonight, Lord. We put it into your hands, Lord, huh? Save tonight, Lord, huh? Save our enemies, huh? Save those that are doing us wrong, huh? Save them tonight, Lord, huh? Have mercy on them, Jesus, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Power in your name tonight, huh? There's deliverance in your name, huh? There's saving in your name, huh? There's healing in the name of Jesus, huh? We're calling on you, Lord, huh? We need you tonight, Jesus, huh? We need you, Lord, huh? Jesus, huh? We need you tonight, Lord, huh? Come to our rescue, Lord, huh? Fight every battle tonight, Lord, huh? You take up the fight tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Wipe away every tear tonight, huh? Jesus, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Thou Son of David, huh? Have mercy tonight, Lord. Have mercy tonight, Jesus, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Lord, hear our prayer tonight. Father God, hear our cry tonight. Come to our rescue tonight, Lord. Oh, God, bind that adversary tonight. Bind the works of Satan tonight. Destroy the works of the devil, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Don't let them have no dominion over your people. Loose the man tonight, huh? Loose that woman tonight. Loose that boy. Loose that girl, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Loose it right now, God. Huh? Every stronghold tonight, loose it in the name of Jesus. Huh? We bind up the works of Satan. Huh? We loose your presence tonight, God. Huh? We loose liberty tonight, huh? All of God's people, huh? In the name of Jesus. Huh? No weapon that is formed against us tonight. It shall prosper. Satan, it won't work. It won't work tonight. Satan, the Lord is against thee. The blood of Jesus is against thee. Get thee hence, Satan. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you tonight. We claim victory through the blood of Jesus. Victory is mine tonight. Oh, God, have your way in our life. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Touch us with your finger, Lord. Touch us tonight, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch somebody's heart tonight. Touch somebody's mind tonight. Oh, God, look on that soul under the sound of my voice tonight. Touch them with your finger of love tonight. In the name of Jesus, you work that situation out. You fix that problem tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, it's in your hands. It's in your hands tonight, God. We release it. We turn it over to you, God. We cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know that the battle is not ours. It belongs to you. Take up the fight tonight, Jesus. Fight for your people. Come to the aid of your people tonight. Oh, God, come to our rescue. Father God, we need you tonight, Lord. We need your help, Jesus. Strengthen us when we're weak, build us up when we're torn down. Encourage every heart tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any sick among us tonight. Father God, we pray that they will be healed. Let the weak say I'm strong. Encourage those that may be feeling discouraged. In the mighty name of Jesus, give power to the faint. To them that have no might, increase strength tonight. Oh, God, let the weary, God, oh, God, renew their strength tonight. Oh, God, you told us not to be weary and well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. Father God, we thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you for all things, God. We thank you for the victory. For thou hast given us the victory through the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Father God, we realize nothing shall be able to separate us from your love. In the mighty name of Jesus. Of God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for what you have given us to say. Oh, God, we just thank you, for, oh, God, for all things. We pray that your word be a blessing unto somebody. Let somebody know tonight that this battle is not theirs, but it belongs unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, their vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. Oh, God, fight every battle tonight. Work it out for your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, this prayer we pray. In Jesus' holy name, amen, and thank God. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Back into your hands tonight.
Amen. 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 Glory be to God. The word. What a word on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Letting us know that this battle is truly not ours, but it's the Lord's battle. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord is yet in control. Glory be to God, and he is fighting for his people. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless God on tonight for this word. Glory be to God. Amen. Even as the man of God said, don't worry about your haters. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Everything that's working, glory be to God, is working according to the will of God. Amen. Even they have a place and they have a purpose. Amen. Even the enemy has a purpose in our lives. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. That no matter what we'll be facing, glory be to God, the victory is already ours. Amen. If we just go through, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, knowing that the Lord, hallelujah, glory be to God, is for us. Amen. Glory be to God. And if God be for us, who can stand against us? Amen. So we thank God tonight for the victory. We thank God tonight for the word. Amen. We're thanking him tonight for his messenger. Glory be to God, the man of God. Amen. Really brought forth, glory to God, right out of his soul on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. He was saying, I wish I could deliver it like I feel it. Glory to God, but we felt it. Amen. And we heard on tonight. We heard the word of God as declared through his messenger. Amen. All we got to do now is take faith. Amen. Take faith on tonight. Believe this word. Glory to God. Believe it and stand on it. Stand firm on the word of God. Amen. And we cannot fail. We shall not fail. Glory be to God. Amen. Because truly, no weapon that's formed against us has already been declared. No weapon formed shall prosper. Amen. It may look like it. Amen. But we got to know what the word of the Lord says. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We have the victory. We have the victory, people of God. We have the victory. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, we just bless the Lord and thank him. Amen, Jesus, we thank him for peace. Thank him for peace of mind. Thank him for peace in the middle of whatever is going on. But we thank God for his peace. We thank God for his anointing. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank God on tonight. Amen, again, for this word to remind us, people of God, we're not alone. No matter what it looks like, glory to God, we are not alone. Glory be to God. And tonight, glory to God, perhaps there's someone, glory be to God, that would like to surrender on tonight. Perhaps you've been trying to fight this battle all by yourself. Perhaps, amen, you've taken it into your hands. Glory be to God, and found yourself fighting against the wind, finding yourself fighting, glory be to God, against an enemy that you cannot see. And tonight, people of God, if that's you, glory be to God, we've heard the word declared on tonight. Amen. If you're ready to surrender, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah to the one who's never lost a battle. Glory be to God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Glory be to God. He's ready. He's ready to fight for you. Amen. Glory to God. He's already given his life. Hallelujah. And it's a fixed fight. Amen. Glory be to God. We just got to yield unto him. And tonight, people of God, perhaps you found yourself on the wrong side. Amen, Jesus. And you want to surrender. And you want to give your life unto the Lord. Amen. Perhaps you're tired of fighting a battle that you cannot win. Tonight, people of God, we want to offer unto you Jesus. We want to offer unto you salvation. We want to offer unto you a more excellent way. Amen. For Jesus is the way. Glory be to God. Amen. And he's already given his life for you. Glory to God. And tonight, amen, if you will receive him, if you want to give your life unto the Lord on tonight, glory to God, you've heard the word. Glory to God, you're not alone. We're not alone. He's promised us that he'd never leave us, nor would he forsake us. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, if there's anyone that would like to give their lives unto the Lord on tonight, glory to God, you can press star 6 on tonight. You can press star 6 on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. You can press star 6. You can come over to the broadcast side. Amen. Glory to God. If you want to make your confession on tonight, glory to God, you heard the word preached on tonight. You found yourself, amen, not standing in the right place. But tonight you can make it right. Amen. Glory be to God. Tonight, amen, you can take him as your own. Amen. Glory be to God. He's ready. He's willing and he's able. With outstretched hands, people of God, amen, he's ready to receive you unto himself. If that be you on tonight, amen, you can come. You can press star 6. You can press star 6 on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Star 6. Star 6 on tonight, because the Lord, he loves you just that much. Glory to God. He's already given his life. Amen, Jesus. And it's up to us to make the choice. He's not going to make us, but he gives us a will. Amen. And we've heard the Lord, the word of the Lord unto you tonight expressed, amen, so beautifully. Amen. To let you know, glory be to God, that you don't, this is not your battle. Amen, Jesus. This fight was going on well long before you came. Amen. But because we're born in sin, and shaping into iniquity, already a fight that was already taking place from the beginning. Amen. Here we are, amen, born, amen, into iniquity, born into a fallen state. But this is why Christ came, to redeem us from that state. Amen. We were born like that, but we don't have to stay like that. Amen. If there be one on tonight, you can press star 6. Come over on the broadcast side, amen. You can press star 6 on tonight, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, amen. It's not your battle, amen. It's not your battle. It's the Lord, amen. Glory be to God, amen. If there's none on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. We pray, amen, if you're on the line, people of God, we pray that you make up your mind. We pray that you get in a hurry, because time is truly winding up. Amen. We see the signs. Glory to God. Amen. Even if we don't know prophecy, that doesn't mean that it's not real. But it's real. Glory be to God. But just because you don't know, it's still no excuse. Amen. Heaven is real. And hell is real. Glory be to God. And you don't have to make hell your home. Amen. Hell prepared for Satan and his angels. But because men, glory be to God, won't receive him. Amen. Glory be to God. There is no darkness in him at all. But because men choose to stay in the darkening of their minds and in their spirit, the scripture declares hell is continuing to enlarge itself. But that doesn't have to be you, people of God. That doesn't have to be you. You can come, amen, and come to the light, amen. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus. If there are none, amen, Jesus, at this time we're going to open up the platform. And if there's any, amen, that would like a special prayer on tonight, glory to God, you can press star 6. You can press star 6. Amen. You can press star 6 on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 to God.
Amen,
Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. For each of you, for each of our listeners on tonight, we bless God for you. Amen, Jesus. We want to let you know that you can receive a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to give you two numbers on tonight. Amen. That you can request your copy. Amen. Glory be to God. Someone else needs to know. Amen. Glory to God. This is not your battle. It's not your battle. Amen. But it's the Lord's battle on tonight. Glory to God. We give you two numbers. Amen. The first number you can text to get your copy of the broadcast is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, anyone, amen, that is listening, amen, in other countries, amen, you can also get your copy of the broadcast. You can use WhatsApp, amen, and just send us a text, amen. And that number that you can text to, amen, or write to is 678-608-7234. Amen. Again, that's 678-608-7234. As well, we want to let you know that you can also access a copy of the broadcast via our Facebook page, and that is the Prayer News Network, PNN. PNN. You can go out to our Facebook page, and the self-same broadcast, amen, is running. Amen, even as is live, even as the broadcast is live on tonight. So you can go out, you can listen, you can send copies via Messenger. Amen. Please, ma'am, please, sir, send it out, amen, to via Messenger or tag someone. Glory to God that someone can hear the message. Someone needs to know, amen, Jesus, this is not your battle. Glory to God, you're doing, as they say, you're doing too much. Amen. Stand still, glory to God, and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So somebody needs to know that, people of God. We have certainly been blessed on tonight. We have been blessed on tonight, and we thank God tonight for the man of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. And we pray a special blessing. We pray a special blessing over your life on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. May the Lord, amen, glory to God. May the Lord touch even now. May he touch your body. May he strengthen you in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that he give back unto you, glory to God, more than the virtue that you've given out. Amen. And may it strengthen your body now in this time and in this hour in the precious name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that it will touch you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, even now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that you be strengthened even the more in the inner man. Strengthened even the more in your body. Even glory be to God for the days ahead that you shall minister to the people of God and go forth. Glory be to God in the power of God. Even now we pray in the precious name of Jesus. We pray for your ministry. We pray, glory be to God, that he would breathe upon your ministry, that he would breathe, glory be to God, fresh breath of his anointing upon your ministry. Even now in the name of Jesus, that you may go forth in the fire of his anointing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God in his power and in his might. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Glory be to God that his divine direction, amen, glory to God, would rest upon you now. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Glory be to God, amen, that the blessings of the Lord that make rich, amen, would cover you. Glory to God, would shield you, would overtake you. Bless your going out and you're coming in. from this time forth, even forevermore. Glory to God, and that the Lord would shine upon you, that he would smile upon you. Glory be to God. In the precious name of Jesus, we cover you now. We cover you in the shed blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. In the precious name of Jesus, we do pray, and we count it all done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Again on tonight. Amen. For God's messenger. Amen. The minister, the evangelist. Amen. Emmanuel Hogue. We bless God. We bless God, our PNN advisor and co-host on tonight. We bless the Lord for him. Amen. We pray, man of God, that you are strengthened in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. We know that the enemy was even so trying to fight, even so, amen, the word was going forth. But we got the victory. We got the victory in Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. We got the victory in Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to give way, amen, at this time, man of God. And if you will, or if you want me to close it out, amen, glory be to God, we can do that. Amen. Jesus, how be ever. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Woman of God, we appreciate you. Amen. Thank God for the prayer. Amen. I receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have victory. Amen. I'm walking in victory. Amen. That the Lord has given us. Amen. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Amen. And God is going to fight every battle. Amen. All we got to do is be still and know that he is God. Amen. So I bless the Lord tonight for, amen, the word. Thank God for the power of prayer. Amen. How the enemy wanted to come and take my voice tonight. But that's all right. We got victory because I'm going to stand still and I'm going to watch God work. Amen. Because I know this battle is not mine. This battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. So people, God, hold your head up. Amen. He that troubleth you, amen, will soon trouble you no more because God is going to take up the fight. Amen. Put prayer on it. You just pray about it and let God handle it. Amen. So we just thank God for this night. We just bless God for all things. Amen. Let us, amen, go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again. We thank you for this night. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for your anointing. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that your word will take root into the hearts of your people. We pray that you will encourage your people's hearts and your mind, in their minds through the word of God. Help them to stand. Help them to go through. Help them to realize, oh God, that you can handle it better than we can. In the mighty name of Jesus, you get the glory out of our lives. You be pleased with us, God. Build our faith up, God. Help us to stand. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you. Father God, remember us as we depart from this lodge, but never from your presence. Even as we lie down to go to sleep tonight, Father God, we pray for peace, even in the midst of the storm. In Jesus' name we pray. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3:20. Amen, and God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Amen. And people of God, we just want to open the lines on tonight. Glory to God. We want to open the lines and we want you to praise God in advance for your victory. Amen. Come on and lift those voices on tonight. Glory to God and praise him.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for just being God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory, God. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you worthy tonight, God. You so worthy, God. We bless your name, God. Oh, we exalt your name. Your name is above every name. The name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Tonight, amen. Glory to God. Thank him. Continue to thank him. Glory to God for your victory. Thank him for the victory already won, because it's already won. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We look to see you back on tomorrow night. Please, ma'am, bring somebody, tell somebody, amen, about the Prayer News Network. And don't forget, amen, text us to get your copy of the broadcast on tonight. God bless you. We love you. And we look to see you back on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.